That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Decided that the way to answer the letter he received from Miss Hartford through the Matrimonial Bureau was to write her a love letter and sign it Mr. X, and thus perpetuate her romantic mood. The next step would be to find some young fellow to be Mr. X, who would then carry the courtship into marriage. However, the old fellows made one mistake. They mailed the letter in an envelope with a jot-em-down store return on it. Well, we'll soon see what happened. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows and Miss Hartford in the Jotham Down store. Lum and Abner are hovering near the front door, waiting to intercept the letter when it arrives.
Is a man kidding you, Abner?
No, not yet. Not
well, keep watching. We just got to get over a letter for Miss Hartford now. If she ever sees that John Bell story, tell you of him, she'll know it's us that wrote her that love letter for Mr. X.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, Miss Hartford. Not a thing.
Well, stop wasting your time doing it, then.
Yes, ma'am.
And Peabody, you can start dusting someplace else. You've been standing there dusting that front door for the last hour.
Oh, Lomi, has it been that long?
Yeah. I think the door is fairly well dusted by now.
Yeah, I'll see another little speck up here.
Has the mail hack come yet?
No, Mom, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know when it does. I'm sort of expecting a letter.
Well, we're expecting the same,
what did you say?
We're expecting a letter, too, from a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Sounded like you said we're expecting the same one.
Well, he did, but he meant both me and him are expecting the same letter.
Yeah.
See, this fellow's a friend of us both.
Or both of us. Awful good friend of ours. It loves both of us. Our only true friend, I guess. Always writes one letter to the two of us, paper.
Same one.
He's a wonderful friend. Fine fella.
Both
and writes a wonderful letter. He lives in Philadelphia, I believe it is.
Right out of there, I think.
His name is, what's old good friend's name, Lum?
Just let it drop it.
Well, he's got a name, our friend. I know it has. Let's see. What is it now?
Smith.
Yeah, that's it. Old Smith. The O stands for Otis, I believe it is. Otis Smith. Good old Otis. Oh, the best friend I ever had, that Otis. Or we ever had. I mean, I love Otis. Fine fella. Fine man,
there,
Otis.
There it comes.
Mail hack?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll run over and get the mail.
No, Miss Hartford. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Oh, we couldn't think of letting you do that. Go way over there, Sir Fur and Snaky over there.
And lug all that heavy stuff back here? Bless your little heart. Bless your little heart. It just break your poor little back.
The matter with you two anyway? It's only across the street to the post office, and a couple of little letters certainly aren't going to break anyone's back.
Oh.
What's more, where do you get that poor little back stuff? Carry a heavier load than you two put together. Mm. Now get out of my way. I'm going to the post office.
Oh, now, Miss Hartford, you don't want to go over there.
Why, of course not. You wouldn't like it over there. You just wouldn't like
it. Now, wait a minute. Are you two trying to keep me from going to the post office for some reason?
Why, no.
No,
I won't ever give you that idea.
Oh, that's the silliest thing I ever heard.
Well, all right, then. Get out of the doorway.
Now, just a minute, Miss Hartford. There ain't no sense to rush over there. Dick Huddleston has to have time to sort out the letters before you can get your mail, and that takes time.
I beg your pardon if I stood on your foot, please.
He don't see as good as he used to, you know, and some of that scratching he gets over there, your body can't hardly read it.
Oh, them postcards, you can't hardly make them out at all. And Dick is slow, so is sorter in the world, I do believe, is that Dick Huddleston. Oh, it just takes him hours sometimes to go through that mail.
Well, maybe I can hurry him up. Peabody, will you please move out of the way so I can get through the door?
Why, yes, Mom, sure, but, well, I still think you ought to think this over before you rush into it, Miss Harper.
What's there to think over about picking up your mail?
Well, let's see, what
you might as well move because you have to answer the telephone anyway.
Telephone?
Yes, the telephone. That's that gadget on the wall that you heard ringing a minute ago. Now go on and answer it.
Well, I don't believe I heard it ring. Did you, Mom?
What was that?
Miss Hartford said the telephone rings.
I never heard a thing.
No, it never rang, Miss Hartford.
You didn't?
No, Mom.
Well, there it is again. Can you hear that?
Well, I can't hear some of us all hear a thing except you talking. How about you, Mom?
That's all I can hear.
Maybe you got a ringing in your ears, Miss Hartford. High blood pressure or something. I've heard of that happening to folks once in a while. Their ears...
There, now, what's that? What's that?
What's what?
That ringing.
What ringing?
Oh, my stars. What kind of morons am I working with?
Well, my...
I'll answer it myself. Don't answer that to me.
Oh.
I don't know why I put up with it. I don't know why I put up with
it. That was a close call.
Yes. Bottom down store. Hartford speaking.
Hey, you want that? You better sneak me out.
Hello? Hello? Hello! Hello! Oh, hello! Hello! Oh, they've already hung up. You can't blame them. Peabody! Mom? Where do you think you're going?
No place. I just, opened the door to let some flies out.
Oh, we don't have flies this time of the year.
Oh. Well, these were some that was left over from last summer, I think. Winter flies.
Now, listen here, you two. After this, when that phone rings, I want one of you to answer it. And do it right away. You understand?
Well, honest, Miss Hartford, we never heard it ring. Don't you recollect? We didn't hear nothing.
Well, he must have been right, because there wasn't anybody on there, was he?
Oh. No, there wasn't. There wasn't. Say, are you too sure you didn't hear anything ring?
Well, that's what we said, weren't it? I never heard a thing, no ringing, none of no kind.
No, that couldn't be. I know I heard it.
You know, Miss Hartford, sometimes when a body's in love, especially a woman, sometimes they hear huger sounds like bell ringing and all that.
Yeah, women folks hear them things. Wedding bells that might be ringing in your ears, you know.
These ways they think they hear them. Other folks can't hear them at all.
No, that's a funny. No, that's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Well, what Lum said is right, I think, Miss
Hartford. All right. That's enough out of you, Peabody.
Oh, excuse me.
And now will you please step out of the doorway?
Well, Miss Hartford...
It's not to let me out. It's to let Mr. Spears in.
Well, I'd rather... Oh, well, come on in, Grandpap. I never see you standing out there.
Yeah, what's going on here, anyway? Looks like you're having a pigeon-toed convention or some kind.
No, all we're doing is blocking the door so I can't go to the post office for some unknown idiotic reason.
Well, you won't need to go now. I brung the mail over for you.
Huh?
Picked it up on my way over here. Let's see.
Well,
here.
Listen, Grandpap.
There's a letter from Miss Violi Hartford.
I'll take it.
Yeah, give it here, Grandpap.
Oh, no, you don't. No. He said it was for me. Thanks,
Spears. Oh, you're
entirely welcome. Well, wait, Miss Hartford. Where about you going?
I'm going back to the feed room where I can read my mail without a couple of snoopy busybodies hanging over my shoulder.
Well, Miss Hartford...
Let her go, Abner. Ain't nothing we can do now. She's done got the letter.
Oh, God, blame it. Wait a minute, though. She ain't saw that Jotum Down store return address on there, though. She just take it and put it in her pocket, never even looked at it.
She'll see it, though, because she just back to the feed room.
Yeah, I know.
Then she'll know everything. That old Grandpap.
Yeah, what's the matter with you anyway, Grandpap? We lost some of your spokes.
What did I do?
All us having to go meddling into other folks' business. Bringing the mail over here. You ain't a mail deliverer.
Well, I was just doing you spavin-legged fellas a favor. You jump all over me for it. You ain't got no right to do that.
Well, listen, Grandpap, that letter from
the
Hartford...
Don't try to explain to him, Abner.
Busybody.
Things are bad enough as it is.
Big nose.
Our whole plant is ruined.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing we can do about it.
Oh.
I think the thing for us to do now is just pack up and get out of here before she comes out of that feed room.
Well, reckon where would be a good place for us to head for
a moment. I don't know. Some little fur-off place.
Fur-off place?
I could go to Kennedy or...
Well, wherever we're going, we better get started, because there comes Miss Hartford.
Oh, look at that cuter look on her face.
She gazed up at the ceiling first.
Oh, it's from him.
Yeah, I know. Is it?
And what a letter. Oh, he's more wonderful than I imagined. But I still don't know a thing about him.
You don't?
No, not even his name. He just signed it Mr. X.
Well,
I don't know where he lives or anything.
You mean you didn't see what it said on the envelope?
No. Say, that's an idea. He might have put a return address
on it. Well, I'm going to keep my big mouth.
Now, look
at this. I doubt he wouldn't.
Oh, my stars, I would do that. I tore off that corner of the envelope and opened it.
Well, good.
But it must be on the floor here someplace. I opened the letter as I was walking back to the feed room. Should be right around here. Peabody, would you please get out of my way?
We'll find it for you. Hurry up, Abner.
Oh,
get down here and help look.
Yeah. Oh, I hope we find it. You don't know how much this means to me.
Here, wait a minute. I don't get here, kid. Here, kid. Here you are, Miss Hartford.
Are you idiot?
Oh, thank you, Peabody. Well, this is strange.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this couldn't be.
I wish it couldn't.
Listen to this.
I'd rather not.
It says Southwestern Wholesale Company, Mena, Arkansas.
How'd that get over there?
That's the company we deal with. Now I know where to find him. Mr. X, here I come.
Well, just how did that return get on the envelope? And what's going to happen when Miss Hartford tries to locate Mr. X at the wholesale house? Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.